Hey, beautiful. If you're an accumulator money habit archetype, then stick around because we are going to talk about what the strengths and the weaknesses are that come with that. Okay, if you're an accumulator money habit archetype, it means that you always manage to put a little bit of money aside. Your general pattern is that more money comes in than flows out. And to be honest, other people, they get pretty jealous of that. They really envy that because people who are not accumulators, that's what they see as the holy grail, being able to always hold on to some of your money and have it grow and multiply. But the thing is that even though that's the pattern and that's very obviously desirable, it's not always coming from a really healthy place and it doesn't always feel good for you because a lot of accumulators are actually driven by fear and lack. So what happens is it's never enough and it never feels like you're done. It never feels like you're safe. It always feels like you've got to accumulate more. You've got to keep going. You've got to keep saving. You've got to keep scrimping just in case. And I know all about it because I was raised by an accumulator. My mum is an amazing, amazing accumulator who can make a dollar stretch a mile. It's absolutely incredible. So I watched that and I saw that pattern. And the thing is that that was very much a pattern driven and motivated by fear. In fact, my mum, after my parents split up, went through a really rough time where she had to work for an hourly rate of $5 in a really tough job. And even though, you know, that wouldn't even be enough for most people to live off, what she managed to do is buy a little unit, pay it off, and then buy another much nicer townhouse and pay that off as well. So she's an amazing accumulator. And unfortunately, it was very much driven from a sense of fear and a place of lack. And it wasn't just that after she went through that breakup with my dad that she suddenly became an accumulator. It had always been her pattern. And when they were together, she's the one who kept us with a roof over our heads. Let's just put it that way, because my dad was certainly not an accumulator. So let's talk about what the strengths and weaknesses are of the accumulator. So strengths, first of all, you know how to save money to actually achieve your long-term goals. So things actually get accomplished because you're good at planning for the future and knowing what to do in the now. So that's fantastic. The second thing that's a really big strength of being an accumulator is that you're a good money manager, not just in terms of planning for the future, but in terms of managing what needs to be dealt with right now, which means your bills always get paid on time. Every dollar's accounted for. You know what your money's doing. You're on top of it all. And the third part that's very beneficial of being an accumulator is that you can really help your partner, especially if they're not an accumulator and they're not very good with money. So it tends to really balance things out and keep the family on track. Now, the accumulator does also have some potential weaknesses, and they are that if you're coming from a place of fear and lack, which a lot of accumulators are, they've got an underlying story and a limiting belief that it's never enough, then it is never enough. And so you tend to delay gratification. You tend to delay taking care of yourself, delay treating yourself to something, delay, you know, having that massage, buying that new outfit, going on that holiday, whatever it is, you tend to always put it off because, you know, you better just put a little bit more money aside, maybe pay off the mortgage a bit more, accumulate some more in savings. You don't want to waste it on you. So you delay gratification and sometimes it never comes. So the second weakness that comes with being an accumulator is that you tend to obsess and stress about money, even when it's coming in. So you don't actually get to enjoy the fruits of your labor. You don't get to sort of enjoy and really celebrate that money that's coming in because the feeling you've got underneath that is that it's still not enough. And there's a worry that what if it doesn't last and what if something bad happens? And so that's what I'm talking about. That is that underlying story of fear and lack that's actually driving that accumulating style behavior. And so you never feel good about the money, even though it's coming in and other people are looking at you and going, I wish I could be like you. And meanwhile, you're actually sitting in a pool of stress and worry, and you're not having a very good time. So that's a real weakness or a negative that can come with the accumulator money habit archetype. And the third one is that as far as your family and maybe your partner are concerned, sometimes you're seen as Uncle or Auntie Scrooge. You know, you can be seen as a bit of a killjoy because you're the one who says, no, 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 no. We're not going to splurge on that expensive holiday or that expensive restaurant. Let's just, you know, go to this one. They've got a 2-for-1 special, or this one where kids eat free, or this resort where kids stay for free. So you tend to kind of downgrade your life all the time because you're trying to be sensible and you're trying to preserve as much money as possible. And the rest of the family who are not wired like you are will be saying, but can't we just have some fun with our money? And so that can cause a lot of stress and, you know, it can cause some disharmony within families and relationships as well. So there's some of the pros and cons and the pluses and minuses that come with being an accumulator. Now, ideally, the accumulator habit pattern itself is obviously where everybody wants to be. We want to be accumulating money so that it can grow and multiply, so that we can set ourselves up for financial stability, set up our financial future, and achieve that level of financial freedom that we're looking for, right? That's where we're headed. However, if it's coming from that underlying place of fear and not enoughness, then that's not a good, healthy thing. So you need to find a way to strike the balance between the two. And the easiest way to do that is to actually look at what that underlying story is and start to shift it. So what I recommend you do is that you jump on my quiz, which will confirm that you are an accumulator. And to be honest, a lot of accumulators don't think they are one because they feel like they still haven't got enough money in the bank to qualify as one. Just a little heads up. So do the quiz. It'll confirm for you that you are indeed an accumulator money habit archetype, that that's your pattern. And then I'll send you a series of emails from there that will help you dive deeper into what is driving that pattern, what is fueling that pattern, so that you can find that beautiful sense of balance where, yes, lots of money's coming in and, yep, plenty of it stays around for you, but you actually enjoy it and get to relax about it, which is what we all want at the end of the day, right? To have our cake, eat it, and love it. That's right. Okay, hop to it. You know what to do. The link is in the description. And until I see you next, keep on embracing your beautiful and unlimited potential. Bye-bye.